Ghost dog, you're such a crybaby, I swear. Bren? Bren? Where are you, furball? Bren? Where are you? See me? Shoot, I'm not dead. But maybe, since Grimm's powers intensified, mine too. When I hold my hand into the moonlight, I can see a silhouette. All heck. Shoot. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Glitter? What happened out there? Did you get home safe?
I chose to walk through the cemetery. I feel safer among the dead, you know? Talking to ghosts and all.
With everything going on, you're taking a leisurely stroll at night. Through a cemetery? I'm starting to think you're more goth than me.
I didn't want to bother you. Didn't want to ask for a ride.
You never bother me, Glitter. Riri, I...
I have to keep moving. I'm not the only one out here.
Glitter. Glitter, what the heck is... It sounds...
It sounds like... And it's going farther, isn't it? Oh, shit. Grim. Grim?
What's wrong?
It's right behind this tree.
What is it? Some kind of demon? Hold on. Mammon tells me it might be a werewolf or a banshee, at least in sound. When it howls far away, it's right behind you. And when it's loud, Riri, Riri, where?
I'm fine. It startled me as all. You're right, Grim. When it gets loud, it moves away. I can't explain, but it's something to do with my ghostly powers. Now it's like I'm a ghost, but I'm living, trapped. But it can't see me when I'm in the shadows, only when exposed to the light. I'm invisible if I stay out of the moonlight. I see it now. Better. The creature. Grim. When it comes close, it's horrible. Matted fur. Slick with some horrible scent I can't name, but like rot at the bottom of a trash bin, seeping sludge. It breathes like it's dead, if that makes sense. A deflated balloon going through the motions, and it has wings crumpled against its back like some twisted angel. Sometimes it crawls on all fours. Sometimes it stands on its hind legs. And when it looks at something nearby, its eyes dilate all the way so they're all white. When it sounds loud, it's far away. When its howls grow softer, it's right. Oh God.
Shit. You don't think those creepy kindergarten class kids sent this monster, do you? Lana saw them, and those kids think they're demon hunters or something. I know Mammon hates them, but Mammon's a demon. Mammon hates everyone. They're only fighting with us because we took their demonic powers from the Red Door or whatever. Maybe those demon hunters know Lana went to talk to Officer Keith. Lana, that stupid, posh narc. I should come get you.
No. No, if it's true, and those weird angel kids sent this, then it's best you stay inside. We don't need Mammon getting caught, too. If there really is some weird turf war between demons and angels in this city, then they can't capture you. I'm expendable, Grim. Claire, I... I'm gonna make a run for it. That means
move.
Its eyes, I feel them on me, burning a hole in my back, trying to find me. My silhouette catches slivers of the moonlight. For all that's an holy grim, it might find me. The monster might. It'll do horrible things. I'll be more rot on its coat, Grim. I... It's far away again. That means...
Glitter. Glitter, damn it, let me go to you. You can't face this alone.
Not you two. I'm not going to lose you two.
Lord in the nine circles below, if you touch her, I...
They know. You've told the humans about them, little one. Your friend. The one down mark of the demon on the inside. Your friend. She rots the most. The one that holds Mammon.
We've done nothing to your kind. I don't know why you hunt us.
Because we are angels. In the old stories, the old portraits, we are beings too terrible to look at. Hundreds of eyes, bright light that's blinding. We are creatures so beautiful that we are more terrible than the sun that burns all it touches and wears others down until they are nothing but bone. Because you opened the red door, you made a contract unknowingly with the great deceiver. And for that, you will receive your punishment, demons.
Bran, get away from the thing.
Demons, your touch. I feel death in your touch. Mortality, the curse of Adam.
Run. Run. Bran, let's go. Step off the hallowed ground of the cemetery. I'm safe now. Grim? Grim, are you there? Hello? Hello? Grim?
The caller you have dialed is unavailable. Please call.
Grim!
I don't answer.
But I don't know if it's right. Stop telling the truth when you know it's right. I see it in your eyes. I see what's inside. Stop playing around. Just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. I
stop. If you like the show, please don't hesitate to follow us on social media at Grim Glitter on Twitter and at First Among Fae on Instagram. Or you can always donate to creator Sophie Faye's Ko-fi page. Liking, subscribing, and leaving a review of this podcast on whatever platform you're streaming this on helps us keep going and produce as amazing of a show as possible. Again, thanks for listening. May you return to Calamity Beach next time. We'll be waiting.